Državni izpitni center. Nacionalno preverjanje znanja iz angleščine. Prvi del. Slušno razumevanje. Naloga A. Slišali boste zgodbo o nenavadnem hišnem ljubljenčku. S podatki, ki jih boste slišali, dopolnite njegovo osebno izkaznico. Glejte primer nič, ki je že rešen. Besedilo boste slišali dvakrat. Sedaj imate čas, da si nalogo ogledate. Sedaj poslušajte in rešite nalogo.
My name's Tom and I live in New York. Some years ago, my family and I moved into our new apartment, and on the second day in my new home, I found a visitor on my balcony. It was a cute squirrel. Keep in mind, I live on the third floor. He was a male and very young. I think he was 6 months old because his fur was soft, but he had already had a bushy tail. I named him Itchy. That's I-T-C-H-Y. I named him Itchy because of his scratching habit. I went onto my balcony, and he got on his hind legs and stood upright and put his right paw in the air. I could swear he said hello. From that day on, he's captured my heart. I feed Itchy every morning. In the forest, squirrels look for seeds, but I give Itchy fresh fruit and nuts. I never use my fingers to feed him, because his eyes are on the sides of his head, so he can't see straight in front of him. He is unlikely to distinguish between my finger and a shelled nut, so I usually leave fruit and nuts out for him. In the parks, squirrels are often seen jumping happily from branch to branch up in the treetops. I wonder why Itchy doesn't stay in the trees with the other squirrels. He stays on my balcony, and he has even built a nest. I watched him one day as he climbed down to the street, balcony by balcony, until he got to the pavement. After about 20 minutes, he gathered as much paper as he could fit into his mouth and brought it up to build his nest. I think he wants to have a home. Squirrels are social animals. They are often seen chasing and playing with other squirrels. But Itchy chases pigeons while looking for food, and I guess he feels he shouldn't have to share his food with anybody. There are some pigeons nesting in the windows above him. I often see him playing with the pigeons on the balcony. I've lived in my new apartment for 4 months now, and Itchy is doing great. I will forward you his progress from time to time.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat.
My name's Tom and I live in New York. Some years ago, my family and I moved into our new apartment, and on the second day in my new home, I found a visitor on my balcony. It was a cute squirrel. Keep in mind, I live on the third floor. He was a male and very young. I think he was 6 months old because his fur was soft, but he had already had a bushy tail. I named him Itchy. That's I-T-C-H-Y. I named him Itchy because of his scratching habit. I went onto my balcony, and he got on his hind legs and stood upright and put his right paw in the air. I could swear he said hello. From that day on, he's captured my heart. I feed Itchy every morning. In the forest, squirrels look for seeds, but I give Itchy fresh fruit and nuts. I never use my fingers to feed him because his eyes are on the sides of his head, so he can't see straight in front of him. He is unlikely to distinguish between my finger and a shelled nut, so I usually leave fruit and nuts out for him. In the parks, squirrels are often seen jumping happily from branch to branch up in the treetops. I wonder why Itchy doesn't stay in the trees with the other squirrels. He stays on my balcony, and he has even built a nest. I watched him one day as he climbed down to the street, balcony by balcony, until he got to the pavement. After about 20 minutes, he gathered as much paper as he could fit into his mouth and brought it up to build his nest. I think he wants to have a home. Squirrels are social animals. They are often seen chasing and playing with other squirrels. but Itchy chases pigeons while looking for food, and I guess he feels he shouldn't have to share his food with anybody. There are some pigeons nesting in the windows above him. I often see him playing with the pigeons on the balcony. I've lived in my new apartment for 4 months now, and Itchy is doing great. I will forward you his progress from time to time.
S tem je zaključena naloga A. Naloga B. Dobro poslušajte besedilo, ki govori o vsebini knjig. Povežite predstavitve knjig z naslovnicami. Oglejte si primer nič, ki je že rešen. Dve naslovnici sta odveč. Besedilo boste slišali dvakrat. Sedaj imate čas, da si naslovnice ogledate. Sedaj poslušajte in rešite nalogo.
Books.
Example. This book examines the history of Italian immigration to the United States. It discusses the question why they came, what they did when they got there, where they settled, and customs they brought with them. Each chapter has a lot of photographs. The book also recommends places to visit, websites, and a timeline.
1. Talking animals, witches, and magical kingdoms. The best of fairy and folk tales can all be found here with an Italian twist. Each of these traditional tales has a moral lesson. Don't go too far from home. Courage will be rewarded, and the secrets of eternal life can be found for those who seek it. If you read it aloud or to yourself, these tales can be enjoyed whenever you need a bit of Italy.
2. This book starts with the beginnings of a famous Italian city on water and ends with today's challenge of saving the city from rising waters. You will learn about the Venetians' special skill to build on the seabed, and you'll find information about the famous buildings of Venice, such as St. Mark's Cathedral.
3. No need to check the encyclopedia for information about Italy. It's all here. One of the Nations of the World series, this book covers Italy's geography, climate, natural resources, history, economy, arts, and lifestyle. The author presents the information through lively writing and plenty of charts, maps, and photographs.
4. In this collection of poems, we travel to Sicily. Through the author's lyrical words, we follow the seasons, celebrate local holidays and traditions, and see the ever-changing Sicilian landscape, its people, animals, and plants.
5. Think it's tough to survive your middle school years? Take a trip with the main character of this story, a 13-year-old girl who moves with her family to an Italian alpine town for 1 year. This well-written novel, with scenes packed with action, humor, and drama, describes the culture and everyday life of Italy. The reader will learn something about Italy, as well as some Italian words, their pronunciation, and definitions.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat.
Books.
Example. This book examines the history of Italian immigration to the United States. It discusses the question why they came, what they did when they got there, where they settled, and customs they brought with them. Each chapter has a lot of photographs. The book also recommends places to visit, websites, and a timeline.
1. Talking animals, witches, and magical kingdoms. The best of fairy and folk tales can all be found here with an Italian twist. Each of these traditional tales has a moral lesson. Don't go too far from home. Courage will be rewarded, and the secrets of eternal life can be found for those who seek it. If you read it aloud or to yourself, these tales can be enjoyed whenever you need a bit of Italy.
2. This book starts with the beginnings of a famous Italian city on water and ends with today's challenge of saving the city from rising waters. You will learn about the Venetians' special skill to build on the seabed, and you'll find information about the famous buildings of Venice, such as St. Mark's Cathedral.
3. No need to check the encyclopedia for information about Italy. It's all here. One of the Nations of the World series, this book covers Italy's geography, climate, natural resources, history, economy, arts, and lifestyle. The author presents the information through lively writing and plenty of charts, maps, and photographs.
4. In this collection of poems, we travel to Sicily. Through the author's lyrical words, we follow the seasons, celebrate local holidays and traditions, and see the ever-changing Sicilian landscape, its people, animals, and plants.
5. Think it's tough to survive your middle school years? Take a trip with the main character of this story, a 13-year-old girl who moves with her family to an Italian alpine town for 1 year. This well-written novel, with scenes packed with action, humor, and drama, describes the culture and everyday life of Italy. The reader will learn something about Italy, as well as some Italian words, their pronunciation, and definitions.
S tem je zaključena naloga B. Sedaj lahko začnete reševati še ostale naloge.